This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number two coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com, quality. Is the difference.
The, without a doubt, the best tactical holster on the planet today. Check them out. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, a lot of people decided to run on gun control this year. And in the wee hours of the morning of November 9th, 2016, there was a collective sigh of relief emanating from the hearts of millions of American gun owners because Clinton and the Democrat Party have pushed gun control as a major issue in the election, raising serious anxiety among gun voters. And in the end, that gun voter concern, well, that proved to be very expensive for the gun grabbers. Now, of course, we can't take sole credit for the Clinton defeat, but we should be proud that enough of us came out to do something about it and played a substantial role in it. More significant than the pundits will ever admit. Back during the Democratic primary, the vacuous-looking Shannon Watts, founder of the Moms Demand Attention from the illegal mayors that are every town in America, or something like that. I can never get it right. She declared, this year, the myth of gun violence as a political third rail was put to rest in the Democratic presidential debate where candidates fought over who has the lowest grade from the NRA. I'm sure, you know, every time Shannon Watts looks at the camera, I just think Lynette Squeaky Fromm, you remember the Manson family member that tried to kill Gerald Ford? I'm just looking at her going, Lynette, what are you doing out of jail? I'm sure that the vacuous Ms. Watts, really wanted to believe that, but her belief doesn't make it true any more than her last name makes her an expert on electricity. The proof comes when voters respond to the talk, and it's pretty clear that the power is still turned on in the gun control third rail. Now, we did very, very well, but we did lose a couple of things. I don't know if, when you look at California with a K, if they pass more gun control, if we should sit back and say, well, we lost another one in California. I think California has gone to that point of no return. But they had calls for modest common sense gun control, and they took the next predictable step into irrational hysteria, and Proposition 63, the Draconian Ballot Initiative, passed. After the California legislature passed a raft of harsh gun control measures earlier this year, on top of what they already have, on top of what is already the strictest gun control laws of any state in the nation, the voters were duped into passing a sweeping gun control initiative that included many of the same measures. They just go a few steps further. And when it takes effect this year or next year, California gun owners will be criminals if they fail to register millions of heretofore legally possessed rifles or if they fail to dispose of their legally owned and possessed ammunition feeding devices. You know, California is always solving a bunch of problems that don't exist. Not too long ago, I was talking about how in California, you could carry a gun into a school with a concealed carry permit. And they looked at that. I guess I spoke too soon because they took that away. You know, even though no concealed carriers have ever shot up a school in California, but they solved that issue right there. And Proposition 63 makes California the prime example of exactly what gun control proponents are really trying to accomplish. They claim to be seeking only minor changes in laws to close loopholes and keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. But they're never satisfied, and they always have another rash of minor changes they want to make, almost always fueled by the total failure of the last step they passed. California epitomizes why rights advocates reject even the most mundane gun control proposals. The ballot initiative in Nevada passed, too. Mike Bloomberg spent $16 million to convince voters that they merely wanted to close a dangerous loophole that allows criminals to buy guns from private sellers. No questions asked. You know, when everybody's out there, Nevada, people in Nevada, when people come to you and say, are you ready to help us close this dangerous loophole in the law that allows people to sell guns to dangerous criminals without even looking at it? Shouldn't you be going, is that happening here? Instead of going, well, yeah. Along with concealing the lack of any credible evidence that this loophole is actually a problem and hiding the full scope of their initiative, the Bloomies claimed that 80 to 90% of Nevadans supported their universal background check scheme. When the votes were counted, it turned out that a majority of voters in only one Nevada county, Clark County, the home of Las Vegas, voted for the initiative. But that single county's votes were enough to pass the initiative statewide by a margin less than 1%. So, yes, votes count. Then in Washington State, I've got a station in Washington State, high-definition radio. There, voters approved a measure that will allow police or family members to file to have a person's gun seized if they believe the person is a threat to themselves or others. This is Minority Report again. We saw this in the in California. They passed that there. But then, once again now, after they've, you know, Bloomy and his coalition of billionaires funded the initiative, spending $4 million to get that passed, while opponents never really got out of the blocks. The initiative sounded very appealing in explaining the problems when it was a complicated matter that wouldn't fit well on a bumper sticker or a media soundbite. It appears that opponents looking at these challenges basically gave up without a fight, spending hundreds to proponents' millions. I'll give you the punchline in just a second now. Well, I need to give you the punchline now because in Maine, it got turned back. You know, the guy that we had on in Maine, he came back and they did a good job there. They turned that one back. Here's the thing, though, to consider. Trump won, so that means he's going to be stacking the Supreme Court. So if these things ever get challenged in court and make it to Supreme Court in the next 40 years, guess what's going to be waiting on them when they get there? I hope they find a guy that just feels like Antonin Scalia. I hope they find him. I hope they get him confirmed. You know, they're going to get him confirmed. Get him into the Supreme Court, and then stand back and let's watch and see which one of them leaves again. Because every time one of them leaves now, this is good for America. I'd be looking for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to take off. I don't know. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the loss in California is being looked at by the gun advocates in California because they're looking to Trump to help them out. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There's nothing quite like opening up a box, and I got something for one of the cameras because I'm getting ready to shoot this video that I want to shoot, and I thought that I had all kinds of batteries to power this thing to go on top of the camera to make it easier to shoot it, and I was wrong. I don't have any of those batteries, so now I've got to go find those batteries. There's nothing like coming in my part of the state of South Carolina. We don't have anything here. None of the good stuff. Well, none of the good battery stuff. Anyway. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Maybe. I don't know. I'm being told to look at Batteries Plus by my man Raven. He knows everything about my area, so I'll have to go look at that. Now then, in California. See. Okay. I have often said that I would love to wake up one morning and find out that I don't have to worry as much about gun control. And I have to confess to you that when Trump won, and I realized that there was not going to be any sacking of the Supreme Court by Hillary Clinton, when I realized that this guy has evolved on the Second Amendment, it was like bracing for a hurricane, and it doesn't even rain. It just, the sun is just shining. So, I'm for a moment, I was left there going, what is my purpose now? But only for a moment. I have figured all of that out. Now, one of the things that we get to look forward to now is a evening out of things across the nation where one state is not hyper-restrictive and the other states beside it have just normal degrees of freedom. And the people that were fighting the California gun measure that lost, well, those people are they're going to be looking to Trump. They're going to be looking to lawsuits. They're going to be looking to people to take them to task and for it to get out there to the Supreme Court. They're going to be looking for the feds to get out there and say concealed carry reciprocity. They're going to be looking for that. Gun owners across the nation, whether they are in New Jersey or New Mexico, are looking for one set of rules. Now, California voters approved Proposition 63. And the opponents of Proposition 63 are trying to contain the damage within the most populous state and across the country in an effort that Trump's mere election started. The hope began with that. Proposition 63 bans possession of large capacity ammunition magazines. Read that to mean standard. Requires permits to buy ammunition and forces owners to give up their weapons as soon as they can no longer legally possess them. It also increases penalties for stealing a gun and for not reporting the loss or theft of a gun. The initiative passed with 63% support Tuesday, making it more likely the similar measures will be considered elsewhere, according to analysts in California. Harvard University Professor David Hemingway, gun grabber, if there ever was one with a funky name, said it's not like some tiny little state is doing this. If it's feasible in California, it's possible in most states. Now, this will start the lawsuits and a public relations campaign. And they're going to challenge politicians who favor gun control, according to Sean Brady, an attorney and spokesperson for the Coalition for Civil Liberties, which opposed the measure. Moreover, the election of Republican Trump and his ability to appoint U.S. Supreme Court justices who oppose gun control makes that kind of restriction far more vulnerable to challenge. And then, of course, there's Chuck Michel. who is president of the California Rifle and Pistol Association and the National and a National Rifle Association spokesperson, said opponents intend to push their constitutional challenges to the nation's high court, taking on California's ballot initiative and seven gun control bills signed into law by Moonbeam in July. NRA spokeswoman Jennifer Baker said in an email, "We expect to make great strides in enacting a pro-Second Amendment agenda, including a federal law requiring states to honor concealed carry permits when a gun owner carries a firearm across state lines." Brady says that many voters don't recognize the value of firearms for self-defense, hunting, and target shooting. I can attest to that. I can honestly attest to that. There's so many people out there that do not look at this and, you know, they don't see it. And, you know, Smith & Wesson, they recently announced plans this week to change its name to American Outdoor Brands Corp. to reflect their focus on marketing to shooting, hunting, and rugged outdoor enthusiasts. I currently am carrying, I guess, what is now an American Outdoors Brand Corp. M&P Shield. But I'm just going to call it Smith & Wesson just because, okay? Sean Brady said that Gavin Newsom, who's going to run for governor there, he said he puts a motion on their side, and that in California, that's a very powerful tool because it's all about feelings, you know? It's all about I feel safer. I think things are better. They tell me it's better. NRA didn't spend a lot of money on this, and now they're going to get to. Now the focus will shift. The focus will shift to the states because the big election's over. Now we got 4 years to focus on these other states. And, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, already New Jersey, so heavily regulated that when proponents seek to further restrict ownership, all they're doing is making a marginal change, like Proposition 63. Time to push back against this. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 taller beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Not like my new bumps there, Paladin?
I like my new bumps because they're royalty-free. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality and the fact you can't break them with a ball peen hammer. Tacticalholsters.com. Hey, it was a gun-free zone, so this was okay. Pennsylvania man stabbed 6 people inside a mental health facility before he was shot by police and taken into custody. The incident occurred Friday afternoon at the Turtle Creek Valley Mental Health Facility in Munhall. I don't know where Munhall is. Where's Pennsylvania? Allegheny County Police said officers were called to the facility after receiving a call regarding a stabbing and sexual assault. Never a fun combo there. They were dispatched and upon arriving encountered multiple people fleeing the building. Police say Dustin Johnson, 38, was found on the fifth floor of the building armed with 2 kitchen knives and a BB gun without markings. How nefarious. No markings on the BB gun? Allegheny County Police Superintendent Coleman McDonough said the urgency escalated as the situation went on. At one point, the actor continued to brandish weapons. We knew we had to get the victims to medical aid. This prompted SWAT officers to engage Johnson. Now, can you record a war drum intro, Paladin? If you can, you should. I'll use it. Anyway, Shots were fired around 3:13 p.m. Johnson was hit but survived. He was taken to a local hospital and underwent surgery, where he's currently recovering. Though several people were injured, there were no fatalities reported. Two residents of the facility and three employees were taken to a nearby medical center for treatment. Four are expected to recover. However, one is listed in critical condition. Cheryl Fulton, resident advisor at the facility, was in her fifth floor office when Johnson, a former patient, entered. She told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, "I knew something wasn't right." Fulton attempted to calm and agitated Johnson, but he pulled a gun, later identified as a BB gun, from his pocket and launched into a tirade. He kept repeating, "You ruined my life." The advisor dove under her desk as Johnson attacked three of her colleagues. Fulton said she remained under her desk until he left. At that point, she ran to the door and locked it, barricading herself inside the office. Johnson was described by one employee as friendly and nice, despite patients painting him as an angry man, frustrated because his insurance no longer covered mental health treatment at Turtle Creek. I wonder if he had Obamacare. Now notice, notice, of course, that there was no choice except, and wasn't it in Pittsburgh that the mental health doctor decided to ignore the gun-free zone sign and saved an entire floor from a guy that started out by shooting a social worker in the head? And here we are in Munhall, which is I'm being told in the chat room, is a Pittsburgh suburb town. They didn't do that. Okay. Now, coming from CNN, as they attempt to, CNN attempting to be they're trying to emulate the punchline, fair and balanced. So they want to know, how has mass shootings changed? What has changed since the most modern mass shooting 50 years ago? Well, let's think about this. Verbatim, this is how they open. An angry armed white man unleashes a hailstorm of bullets on a group of random innocents, leaving behind carnage, shattered families, and questions about how it could have been prevented. It's sort of like it's a narrative. It's not really a story. It's like it's meant to be read. Before Elliot Rodger, Adam Lanz, and Columbine, before the customary procession of speeches, vigils, hashtags, rallies, and calls for reform, there was Charles Whitman, the University of Texas Tower sniper who killed 17 people and wounded 30 in 1966. A new documentary now in select theaters across the United States, Tower, revisits the shooting 50 years and a few months after the actual August 1st anniversary, same day the state's campus carry law took effect, which lawmakers say was a coincidence. But still, depending on your view, it's hard to overlook the irony or the symbolism. The Texas Tower shooting wasn't just the first mass school shooting, it was the first mass shooting of the modern era. Random, public, unpredictable, and therefore impossible to defend against, said Tower director and UT graduate Keith Maitland. At the time, no one involved had any context for this kind of attack. The United States has a long history of mass shootings, notes author Louis Clarivas, including the 1903 Winfield, Kansas massacre that left 9 dead, and the 1949 Camden, New Jersey murder spree that left 13 dead. The UT Tower attack was the first mass shooting broadcast into the living rooms of American families through radio and television. As such, it allowed Americans to experience mass murder in an unprecedented, quasi-direct manner, said Clarivas, author of Rampage Nation, Securing America from Mass Shootings. Since the UT Tower attack, mass shootings have been on the rise, both in terms of frequency and lethality. In fact, 2016 is on record as the deadliest year to date for mass shootings because of the Orlando nightclub attack, which itself is the deadliest shooting in American history, and yet overall rates of crime are declining. To explain the dichotomy, experts have a few theories that underscore how much has changed since 1966, even as some things remain the same. Well, there's more people, so that equals more shooters, which equals more shootings. That is a flawed mathematical equation, though. But we'll get to that. I'm giving you this verbatim. We'll carry this into the next segment, too. The reason mass shootings are occurring with greater frequency can be partly explained by our growing population. Lavera says quite simply more potential shooters, more rampage shootings. And people have access to high-powered weapons with large-capacity magazines that deliver fatal force without interruption, resulting in higher death tolls than before, he added. Quite simply, more Burrits, more victims. I absolutely love somebody that doesn't know a damn thing about guns telling me the characteristics of a gun, especially ballistics. Ballistics is a very exacting science. Of course, what he's talking about here is the AR-15. Which the AR-15, compared to the 308, is a wounding weapon. So most of the time, in conventional wisdom, if you're looking for weapons that kill, you're going to be looking for a 7.62 by something, 39, 51, whatever it is. If you want something that you can run around with and carry more ammunition with, and it's not necessarily going to kill somebody at first glance, it's going to be the AR-15 and the 5.56. But no, the AR-15 is a unimaginable murder death machine. Just ask Dr. Claros. But fear not. We're going to give more of this hysterical report a little more time just so we can, you know, get an idea of what they're trying to push out there now. Even though they haven't got a snowball's chance of getting anywhere with it. That's what I like to think. Anyway. And as Raven says, 308 holes invisible souls. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, indestructibility, the class of the entire industry when it comes to their warranty. TacticalHolsters.com. Talking about Clinton News Network asked the question, how have mass shootings changed in the 50 years since the first one of the modern era? Another thing they do is say that it's the internet's fault. Now, even if the Texas Tower attack was the first mass shooting of its kind, it would be a stretch to say that it started a trend. It would take another 30 years for mass shootings to start becoming as frequent as they are now. According to a report from the Congressional Research Service, there was an average of one incident per year during the 1970s, in which an average of 5.5 victims were murdered and two were wounded per incident. That number rose to nearly three incidents per year during the 1980s, 6.1 victims murdered, 5.3 wounded per incident, four incidents per year during the 1990s, four incidents per year during the 2000s, and four incidents per year from 2010 through 2013. Now, what changed during this time? Well, you see, we got the internet. The interwebs did it. For one thing, psychologist Frank T. McAndrew, a professor at Knox College in Illinois, he says that's what we got. More often than not, shooters tend to be young men on the margins who feel like disrespected losers compared with the successful, attractive winners all over the internet and social media. Interesting thing to say when you consider who all of the Clinton supporters are. I'm just saying. Gandrew says the internet makes it easier for us to feel like losers. We're always comparing ourselves to others and obsessing over what we lack. The same platform is a direct path to fame that attention seekers can use to make a statement. You know if you do it, you'll be in the news. You'll be a person of consequence. And then there's fame-seeking. As a culture, America's priority on fame-seeking at any cost in celebrity culture is much worse than it used to be, according to criminal professor Adam Lankford of the University of Alabama, author of The Myth of Martyrdom. For those obsessed with making it, mass violence can be a means to an end. In a February journal analysis of mass shooter statements, Lankford makes the case that fame-seeking rampage shooters are more common in recent decades, more so in the United States than in other countries. Decades of data show that on average, children born in the United States in recent years have loftier expectations of personal success, including fame and fortune, than previous generations. Lankford wrote in Fame-Seeking Rampage Shooters, Initial Findings and Empirical Predictions. When you have more people over time who want to be famous, and this particular type of crime is the only way you're guaranteed you'll be famous, unless you have exceptional skills or exceptional luck, this creates a deadly combination. Now, Adam Lanza and one other shooter have named Whitman as inspiration for their crimes. According to Lankford's research, the killers most commonly cited as inspiration are Columbine High School shooters Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Now, this copycat theory is compelling given that not much else has changed in terms of causes of gun violence. Whitman was believed to have suffered from a mental illness, just like many of today's mass shooters. Otherwise, it's impossible to say what could have prevented the tower shooting. It's clear that law enforcement today is better prepared for those scenarios. They have advanced communication systems instead of handheld radios, tactical training and weaponry. Lots of it, too much for some people, that Maitland believes. Other changes that Whitman signed gives Maitland hope. The one thing he heard over and over in dozens of interviews with witnesses and survivors was how they wish they had someone to talk to after the shooting. I think that's a big change in the last 50 years. After mass shootings these days, there are grief counselors and all kinds of opportunities for individuals to approach their experience and work through the trauma via counseling and treatment. It's incredibly difficult to process this kind of trauma, but I think this is a definite sign of progress. I wish there were more. Okay. Now, it is traumatic to witness something like that. It is also very traumatic to attempt to stop it. That's really traumatic. Shooting somebody is very traumatic. Which do you want? Do you want to experience trauma from watching a bunch of fish in a barrel get killed in front of you? Or do you want to experience trauma from saving their lives? Which one are you looking for? I just want to know. It's okay. I myself am looking for the one where I have to deal with the trauma of shooting someone, because I have experienced that. It is a physiological ride. It really is. It's a little bit... There's so many things going on. Maybe you're going to hyperventilate. You're probably going to throw up. You're going to maybe go into shock. You're going to be speaking. You're going to want to tell anybody, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't mean to do it. Whatever it takes, you're going to be wanting to say it. This is why a company like Second Call Defense, for example, is very important, especially in a self-defense shooting. However, the one thing to remember is this. Not being prepared to deal in a manner with lethal force is not going to win you a reprieve if, unfortunately, you find yourself in front of one of these, a spree shooter, a terrorist, somebody just trying to take your car. You're not going to get a reprieve from it by trying to be out there and be a pacifist. And by the way, being a pacifist means you have options. A modern pacifist, today's pacifist, I haven't said this lately. Today's pacifist is the version of the 21st century version of the Shaolin monk. Now, if you don't know the story, the Shaolin monastery used to be full of a bunch of sickly monks who the bandits would come out of the mountains and just beat them up, just take everything they had. And this one monk who had been traveling the world and had emulated, he divined a set of movements based upon animal movements named Bodhidharma, came in and developed a fighting style with these monks that became the precursor of the modern day martial art. The reason they took that up is they realized in order to be truly peaceful, they better be able to enforce it. That's the sad reality. You know, all of these Clinton supporters and everything, they're out there right now demanding this and demanding that. Well, they're not going to get it. They couldn't get it if they wanted to. Trump won fair and square. If they try to take it violently, they're going to be met violently by a lot of people like me. So, getting out there and being prepared to deal with something lethal has its own dividend. It has its own dividend. And it doesn't make you a monster. You need not worry about that. It does not make you a monster. Being able to stop a threat fast and decisively saves lives. Starting with your own. And the ones that may be with you that you love. It's Christmas time. Well, it's not Christmas time yet. Thanksgiving's coming. Holidays are upon us. You're going to be out with your families a lot. This is the time to be ready to go, isn't it? Not too late. The third hour is rolling up on us because my atomic clock on my computer is 5 seconds long. So when we get back, we're going to continue on with the rant because I am having a real good time. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.